Rangers themselves have the spike? Is that why they haven't had any luck finding it? Is the Brigadier playing some game of her own? I did it inside. You get into the habit when you're around Darling Long. She looked at me weird for a few seconds, then signed, "We have to get out of here now. Soldiers, not Night Stalkers, are going to come any minute." I saw it then. Somebody was a mad genius, a wizard at thinking on his feet. In the minutes he'd had us at his mercy, he'd put together a plan that could hurl Orr into a whirlpool of chaos and violence. He had spared us, only to spark a greater bloodletting. The twin soldiers would grab us, with the marks on us, and eliminate the White Rose menace. Word would get out. A significant portion of the population would start raising hell. Meantime, the twins would take our testimony on the rack and find cause to suspect the Night Stalkers and their commander. There was no love lost there now, and there was no way the Night Stalkers were going to let their Brigadier be arrested or even relieved of her command. The Night Stalkers were outnumbered by the other Gray regiments, but they were the better, tougher soldiers, and they would win in any confrontation, unless the twins themselves intervened directly. Bloody-minded genius. Who could keep his or her mind on the silver spike with all that shit going on? While I was thinking, Darlin' was flinging orders left and right. She sent all the little plane creatures out to scout around and see who was in the neighborhood and to watch for soldiers. She sent the Torque brothers off to warn our rebel friends. Bowmans and Silent, she sent to the area where we got bushwhacked to see if they, with their talents, could pick up anything. She looked from me to Raven and back again, deciding who should be their guide. She picked Raven. Before they could all work up a good scowl for me, I think Silent was pleased that he would not be leaving her alone with Raven. One of the plane creatures zipped in to report the area clear, except for an antiquated wino passed out on the wooden sidewalk half a block away. Darling signed, "Let us go now." We all went. The wave of raids and arrests started less than half an hour later. Chapter 51. Smeds looked at Tully across the little table. His cousin was drinking with a grim determination, but he was still stone-cold sober. Those bodies. Gruesome. Those men chasing them through the night. Those fires in the south, where they were burning the bodies of cholera victims. Now they were bands of soldiers tramping through the streets about some nocturnal business that had set the rumors flying. It was not a time to inspire confidence in one's security. The soldiers, some of them, were troubled too. Moments before, several Night Stalkers had come in to consult the resident corporal. Now the whole bunch was headed out. They looked like they expected bad trouble.
"It's starting to come apart," Smed said.
He felt breathless, shivering.